USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third police officer has died after a shootout in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant in the town of Allen when the shooting happened Thursday night. On Friday morning, authorities announced that two officers had died in the shooting and a third was in critical condition. A police spokesman then announcing the third officer died of his injuries Friday night. Four other officers were also injured. The suspect has been taken into custody. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you could buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
President Joe Biden is continuing to blame Russia's invasion of Ukraine for rising prices for goods in the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady disagrees with the president on Fox Business.
Gas prices had already surged, unfortunately, before this war began. Has it exacerbated somewhat? Yes. But underlying it all is this attack by the president on oil and gas in America and his refusal to work with the industry in America to try to lower these prices.
Some European countries like Germany and France have had a lower year-over-year inflation rate than the U.S. That's according to TradingEconomics.com. Folks in South Carolina dealing with a tropical storm this holiday weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying Tropical Storm Colin is about 5 miles west of Myrtle Beach with top winds of 40 miles an hour. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of North and South Carolina. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
NASA is confirming a giant comet is now visible.
A large comet, after a multi-million-year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to the Earth this month. Scientists have known about comet C-2017-K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th, though the comet will still be further away from us than Mars. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A popular social media app is working with the government.
TikTok is working on a deal with the Biden administration that would, quote, fully safeguard the app in the U.S. and put an end to fears about the Chinese government's access to Americans' data. The Trump administration attempted to have the app shut down in the U.S. unless it fully spun off from its parent company, ByteDance, which ultimately it did not. TikTok, which has more than 1 billion active users around the globe, is the first global social media hit to come out of China. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
NASCAR drivers making their final preparations in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin for the Quick Trip 250 set to take place on Sunday. Green flag drops just after 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.